really has been a crazy, crazy news cycle in just the last 16 or so hours in South Africa. Last night was chaos. It was just confusing. And it was like no one was in charge. I don't think anybody knew what was going on. So there were a lot of statements that were getting flown around up and down this morning. Another statement. So that's a fourth statement, a second statement from the tourism minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, after that flurry last night. So she has now blamed the president's media team for what she called the deliberate misrepresentation of their meeting that happened this week. So still no apology from Lindiwe Sisulu. But in this latest development in this fiasco, she said that she'd only agreed with the president to reconsider one line. And that's one line in her opinion piece that she wrote about the judiciary. So the presidency put out a first statement last night saying that the minister was admonished by the incumbent, that she had apologized and had retracted her opinion piece. And then she put out a kind of statement thing which didn't have an actual emblem on it. It didn't have a proper letterhead saying that, no, that's not true. I didn't really say that. And then the presidency put out another statement last night saying, well, we stand by our initial statement. And now we have a fourth statement. Does that all make sense to you? I hope it does. Well, Tsidi Madia, EWN reporter, is also trying to make sense of everything that's going on at the moment. Tsidi, do I have it right? Did I explain it properly?
I think you kind of do, Mandy. I think we are on statement number four. And I'm kind of waiting to see if the presidency will drop a fifth and maybe close this chapter, or if we're going to continue in this way for a while. But you've got it right, Mandy. Good afternoon.
Well, Tsidi, explain to us what was going on behind the scenes last night, because there's always one thing to get the statements that come out, but as a political reporter, there's always other stuff that's going on behind the scenes. There's phone calls, there's conversations. What was going on with the presidency's media team and Lindiwe Sisulu's advisors?
You know, Mandy, the first thing that struck me, I've got to very quickly say this, and I'm sure you also found it odd, was the statement coming from the presidency. And I was like, why are they speaking on her behalf, you know? But then you start making calls to the minister's team and say, is this legitimate? What is going on? Why is it coming from presidency if the apology is clear? Why is it done on a Twitter page where she's been tweeting all the opinion pieces? And they said, I remember one of them said to me, Steve Botani said, it is legitimate and we have some issues. And I knew at that moment that the match would not be a short one, that we're in for a long haul, and that there'd be more coming. And you saw that where the news system responded. And speaking to people who are aligned to her in the RET circles, they said, yes, this is the move. This is the right direction. She must put herself in a position where she fires her or she leaves. Her campaign needs her to be on the ground. So there are people who want her out of cabinet, who want her to be working ANC branches in order to build up momentum towards December. There was a lot of back and forth. But I must tell you, as far as the presidency is concerned, Mandy, it was quiet. They just said, this is our line of march. This is what we say. And you saw with the second statement they said, saying, we stand by the first statement.
Mm. So Lindiwe Sisulu is now blaming the president's media team for what she's calling the deliberate misrepresentation of their meeting. How does this work now? Because you've got a member of the executive, a cabinet minister, who is outright accusing the president's media team, who are obviously members of the GCIS as well, of misrepresenting it, but they would be answerable to their principal, who would have given the sign-off on that statement as well. And here you've got a situation where a minister is effectively, directly accusing the presidency of lying.
Absolutely, man. In fact, I thought it was funny that she was attempting to double down, soften the messaging in the morning. I mean, she said it yesterday, it was a misrepresentation. She called the president and his team a liar last night. So to try and soften the messaging now, one asks, you ask yourself, why? But I was speaking to a couple of, again, politicians in those circles, and they said, no, the job is done, the damage is done. People are really questioning what the president's actions will be, whether he's going to be slow to take, what will he do, does he fight? Already the blame is, the spotlight rather, shifted on the president and what he does next. And people judge his strengths or his weaknesses as a leader based on his next move. She's done her job. She's put him out on, she's defied him, she's called him a liar publicly. Whether she softens the language now was neither here nor there, you know. So a former politician said to me, it's psychological warfare that's at play. She's done her part. She's moving him towards a corner. What he does next is really where our focus should be. It's that that matters, and that determines what kind of a leader we have and goes towards an elective conference in December.
Tidi, from a purely PR perspective, from a communication perspective, and your experience as a political reporter, what do you make of the way that this has all been communicated and the confusion of the communication? Firstly, the fact that that statement from Lindiwe Sisulu's advisors wasn't on a letterhead. It was like they went to an internet cafe and just, you know, kind of wrote it on notes and pushed it out. But what do you make of that? Then what do you make of the way that the presidency has been communicating?
I want to focus on the presidency very quickly, Mandy. The presidency must be above the fray. I actually took an issue with that second statement, the back and forth, like literally a tit for tat with the president's office. That didn't make any sense to me. At the end of the night, I was actually like, yeah, presidency, why are you a part of the fray? You must be above it. So I think there is an issue in how that was communicated. I think that presidency didn't need to go back and forth. He should be fired, the president. They needed to really come out and say, look, she's fired or she's not fired. Or have the president speak. I don't think they needed to do a midnight tit for tat. I don't think it was necessary. It's embarrassing, and you reduce this office that is meant to be respected and supposed to be above bickering ministers. We've seen bickering ministers. You don't want their boss and their boss's office involved in it. I took great issue with that. I think as far as the minister's statement is concerned, there was even an issue with the letterhead being involved this morning. People saying that she wrote the opinion pieces in her personal capacity. But the issue is she was being dealt with, admonished, supposedly, in her capacity as a minister. She is a member of cabinet. So I understood that. I questioned the statement last night, and I think that was part of the confusion, by the way. It was meant to confuse us. It's a silly season. We all keep saying it, but we need to be careful. I think the way that that statement came out last night, all of us went back and forth. Is it legitimate? Is it not legitimate? Do you take it seriously? What do? You ignore this? And that was part of the game. I think, like I said, psychological warfare. So they're literally messing with everybody at every turn. And we're going to have a lot of confusion, and we need to dig through them. And be careful. I think we also need to be careful. It doesn't hurt to pause without doing something in a statement like that, but to verify it. I mean, our intentions, we will tell you, I thought we said, where do we stand? What do we do? We had back and forth conversations last night about a statement where it's just out in the air. And then you look at the evidence and where it comes from. You look at the channels of communication. Right. Are these the traditional channels? And you start basing whether or not to believe something off of what you know about a particular minister or their line of communication.
Tidi, thank you very much for all of that. Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, trying to make sense of the madness, all of it. Let's try and take another look at this now, and still trying to make sense of the madness. Dumisani Khlope, political analyst, joining us now as well. Dumisani, thank you for your time. We were chatting to Tidi there about what was going on behind the scenes and how to make sense of the communication. And it does seem in a way that Lindiwe Sisulu has now put the president into between a rock and a hard place. It's a catch-22. She's clearly agitating for him to fire her so that she can play the victim here. But if he fires her, then he's playing into her hands. But if he doesn't fire her, he faces so much criticism. What does he do now?
Well, good afternoon to you and to your listeners. Look, I think the only option that Ramaphosa has is to release Ms. Lindiwe Sisulu. Otherwise, it's going to be playing into what Africans call having two bulls in one crawl. So he has to assert his authority, he has to assert his power, his executive power. And in any event, I think it's just a conspiracy thinking that if she gets fired, she might get even more powerful. I'm quite aware that in South African politics, people tend to play the victim and get sympathy. But I think he now has enough ammunition to even deal with that type of, you know, possible sympathy. I think only relief there.
Dumisani, how much do you think that this entire debacle is damaging the president? And do you think that he should be playing into it? Do you think that he should have just ignored all of this all along?
No, I think in some quarters they call him a limping buffalo, like he's just wounded. I think it's part of the risk of the type of leadership that he has assumed, because He tries to play this middleman within the ANC, a reconciler, a post that possibly Nelson Mandela would have assumed. He tries to play that type of leadership in terms of his governance, but it doesn't work. The ANC and the country at large is actually in a crisis mode. It's in an emergency mode. And it needs a leader who is constantly decisive and decisive and decisive. And at this point in time, the threat that is not decisive, it's sticking. And this is going to be an additional evidence that indecisiveness.
Dumisani, thank you very much for your analysis. Dumisani Khlope, political analyst, having a look there at this entire messy late night situation that's spilling over to today as well. Four statements now in total that have been exchanged. And what do you think? How do you think the president is going to be handling this? Send me a WhatsApp voice note, 0727021702, 0725671567. My view is that I think that perhaps he has overplayed it. He's given it too much oxygen already. I think that Lindiwe Sisulu has been elevated above her station, although she obviously would disagree with that.